This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Wednesday morning, hump day. It's August 19th of the year of our Lord, 2026. Going to be a hot one today. Already pretty warm out there. 82 degrees. Sunny, but pretty breezy outside at 7:06. We've got a whole bunch we've got to talk about this morning. Those flock cameras will stay in Oklahoma City. Public response to the controversial vote coming up. A new state audit shows one Oklahoma school district diverted millions of dollars for school repairs. And criminal charges could be on the way because of it. Well, a big hazing scandal in a small Oklahoma town. We'll have the details on that one. Oklahoma's Secretary of State does not plan on resigning after being arrested for public intoxication. The body camera evidence against him coming up. Meanwhile, body camera video released after an 18-year-old left her dog inside a scorching hot car in Oklahoma City. The charges she's now facing because of it. Republican candidates for governor spending millions of dollars trying to get your vote. Freedom 96.9 is teaming up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department to try to protect kids. We'll have the details on how you can help. Plus, it's a Grift Busters Wednesday. Let's talk about fake education and investment scams that are designed to separate you from your hard-earned money. And we'll take your calls and comments at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We got a whole bunch to try to cover this Wednesday morning. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City Council members have voted 5-3 to renew the city's contract with Flock Safety, despite strong opposition from residents and privacy advocates. The vote drew boos from the crowd.
Passes 5-3. All right. Next up. Will have to be removed, obviously, if you cannot compose yourself.
The $270,000 contract now includes tighter restrictions on data sharing, including a ban on providing city data to federal agencies without permission. Police Chief Ron Basie says Flock searches are logged and must have a valid law enforcement purpose. The cameras use artificial intelligence to scan license plates and vehicle details. The renewal also reduces routine data retention from 30 days to 7 days, while allowing detectives to preserve evidence for active cases. Opponents say the technology threatens privacy and civil liberties, while supporters point to cases where Flock cameras have helped to locate stolen vehicles and solve crimes, including just this week it solved a homicide. Well, a new state audit shows financial abuse scheme at the Tulsa Public Schools diverted millions of dollars intended for school repairs. State Auditor Cindy Bird says former bond director Chris Hudgens directed contracts to an engineering firm that allegedly paid money back to his own personal business. The audit says Allied Engineering paid Hudgens' company more than $2 million for roofing renovations and HVAC work that was never completed and was overpaid nearly $500,000. Bird says at least $3.7 million in bond money was diverted. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says additional criminal charges could be coming. Epic Charter Schools is starting the new school year tomorrow with new leadership, emphasizing financial stability, transparency, and student success. Superintendent Dr. Sean Ross, who took over back in January, says the school is finally able to shift its focus away from finances and back to students. Epic has faced years of controversy and financial problems, including criminal charges against co-founders David Cheney and Ben Harris for allegedly racketeering and embezzlement of state funds. The school also cut more than 350 jobs last year. Ross says Epic has moved beyond what he calls its self-created financial hardship and is implementing new financial safeguards. Well, Katy Public Schools is investigating allegations of hazing, bullying, and other misconduct connected to extracurricular activities. Superintendent Lori DeLay says the district received a report on Monday night and is working with local law enforcement on the investigation. School officials have also contacted parents of students involved. The district has not released details about the activity, how many students may be involved, or the specific allegations, citing student privacy laws. School officials say student safety is the top priority and all reports of misconduct will be thoroughly investigated. Caney is in Atoka County and has a population of 185 people. Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin Lepak does not plan to resign after his arrest on suspicion of public intoxication. It's his second alcohol-related arrest since 2021. Two people familiar with the matter say Lepak told Governor Kevin Stitt that he was denied a field sobriety test and breathalyzer. Edmond police say Lepak was arrested back on Friday night after being found outside a McDonald's drive-thru, allegedly slurring his speech and smelling of alcohol. Body camera video released by Edmond police shows Lepak denying that he drank anything and insisting he had just come from church.
I went to church tonight, actually.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of communion.
What's that?
I mean, why are you slurring your words? You're off balance. Clearly intoxicated. What's going on?
I'm not off balance. I went to church tonight. Okay. His dad's at the James church.
Okay.
Had a gathering.
What'd y'all do at the gathering? How much have you had to drink tonight, man?
I haven't, but...
You've had zero to drink?
No, I want to eat my McDonald's.
A lot of communion. Props to that cop for having a good sense of humor. Lepak says he will address the ticket through the legal process. Residents in parts of Pottawatomie County have been allowed to return home after a wildfire threatened homes last night. Emergency management officials say the fire has been contained, but crews remain on the scene monitoring hot spots. Investigators say the fire began as a vehicle fire before spreading to nearby vegetation. Multiple fire departments, law enforcement agencies, and emergency management crews responded. Evacuation orders have now been lifted, but officials are urging residents to use caution while firefighters continue working in that area. Two gas tanks exploded on Monday at the Explorer Pipeline facility in Glenpool, forcing evacuations of nearby businesses and homes and a shelter-in-place order at several schools. Dramatic video shows thick black smoke before massive fireball erupted into the sky, with debris from the tank sent flying. Glenpool police say emergency crews responded around 8:30 Monday morning. Explorer Pipeline says lightning caused the explosion and three tanks containing natural gasoline were ultimately involved in the fire. No injuries have been reported. The fire is now out, and officials are monitoring air quality while cleanup gets underway. A man was taken to the hospital after suffering severe burns and smoke inhalation while trying to put out a fire in southwest Oklahoma City. Firefighters responded near Southwest 46th and Chartel Avenue, where the fire started near the rear of the building before spreading from the exterior to the kitchen. The Oklahoma City Fire Department says the man was treated on the scene before being taken to a nearby hospital. His condition has not been released. Fire officials are reminding residents that fires can spread quickly and conditions can change within just seconds. Grady County deputies are searching for four people accused of breaking into a marijuana grow facility early Tuesday morning. Investigators say the suspects, wearing hoodies, cut through two fences to get inside, and one was reportedly carrying a gun. Workers were inside the facility at the time but hid from the suspects. No one was hurt and nothing was stolen. The suspects fled before deputies arrived. A sheriff's canine tracked their trail for about a mile through a wooded area before losing the scent. No arrests have been made as of Tuesday afternoon. Well, new body camera video shows police handcuffing Amyla Hills after officers say that she left her dog inside a hot car while shopping near Northwest Expressway and Rockwell.
Are you the owner? Put your hands behind your back.
Police say the windows were only slightly cracked and the car was not running. The temperature outside reached 103 degrees, while an officer reported the dashboard temperature was 160 degrees. Veterinarians warn temperatures inside vehicles can become life-threatening for pets within just 1 minute. The dog was placed inside a police cruiser to cool down. Well, 82 degrees outside right now and sunny at 7:14. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. The Republican runoff for governor is entering its final stretch, with Gettner Drummond and Mike Massey spending millions of dollars to turn out voters. Drummond raised nearly $2.9 million during the last reported period and had about $1 million cash on hand. Massey raised about $946,000 but spent $1.4 million, leaving him with roughly $152,000 left. The two campaigns combined spent more than $3.6 million during the reporting period. The Republican runoff for Oklahoma County Commissioner District 3 is on Tuesday, and the candidates have sharply different positions on the proposed jail sales tax. County Manager Jessica Clayton supports the tax. She says that it would help finish the new jail and fund its operations, while Alex Warren opposes it, saying taxpayers need a complete and transparent plan before approving more money. Clayton emphasizes her county government experience and budgeting background, while Warren is running on transparency and accountability. The winner will face Democrat Jennifer Mayo in November. District 3 includes Edmond, Deer Creek, Arcadia, Luther, and parts of Oklahoma City. Well, two major Oklahoma City road projects remain on schedule this morning, with officials expecting both to be completed by next year. Work on the May Avenue Bridge over Northwest Expressway is moving forward, with crews installing the first beams this week. The $15 million project is expected to wrap up by August of 2027. Meanwhile, construction continues on the 23rd Street Streetscape project in Uptown District. The $9.3 million project remains on track for completion in late spring of 2027. Drivers should expect additional lane closures, including changes near Harvey Avenue and Robinson to Broadway stretch, beginning later on this week. Edmond City Council has unanimously rejected plans for a car wash on Sooner Road. The proposed location would have been for the fourth club car wash in Edmond, but council members say the site was intended primarily for retail business that generates sales tax revenue. The car wash sells memberships, which are not subject to sales tax. Nearby residents also opposed the project, citing traffic, noise, and concerns about the changing character of the area near homes. Meanwhile, City of Edmond has moved to stage two of its five-stage water conservation plan, effective immediately as hot temperatures and a lack of rain drive up water use. Under stage two, residents and businesses must limit lawn watering to just 2 days per week. Edmond says daily water demand has recently topped 22 million gallons, compared with a typical 9 to 13 million gallons during low-use periods. Well, there's a lot of fake investment programs going on out there trying to con you out of your hard-earned cash. Coming up, Tara Harden with the Oklahoma State Department of Securities joins us to discuss just what to look for and how to protect yourself in this week's Grift Busters. It's 82 degrees and sunny at 717. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got an accident reported northbound I-44 near 240, causing delays there. Construction issues may at Northwest Expressway. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by Friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor's ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls, 877-973-7425, as we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. You're not going to want to miss it.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back on this hump day, August 19th, 2026. Going to be a really, really, really hot one today. Breezy and sunny with a high of 108 degrees. It's going to be like being in a convection oven with all that hot air blowing around you. Tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe a chance for showers. That'll cool things off for us just a little bit, low of 74 degrees. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, cooling off substantially. Break out those parkas and ski hats, 99 degrees for a high. So, it's going to be chilly. It's 85 degrees outside right now and sunny at 722.
The new Freedom 96.9.
Hello, how may I help you?
You are a scammer, I swear.
A scheme, fraud, a racket, hustle, flim-flam, a scam, a grift. This is Grift Busters, exposing the scams on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Well, you know, we see it all the time. There's all kinds of opportunities to learn about investing. And with the economy struggling the way that it is right now, it can be awfully tempting to take advantage of some of these free opportunities to earn big money. But be careful. Tara Harden with the Oklahoma State Department of Securities joins us live. Hey, Tara, how are you? We're seeing more and more of these things, aren't we?
Yes, and you are right. It is very, very tempting, and especially with more and more people investing completely on their own with the online platforms and things. But one of the things that's coming out of this is, of course, the criminals are exploiting people's interests, and they are running fake advertisements. Well, let me rephrase that. The advertisement's real. The platform is fake that you end up on. Sometimes it's for investment education, and it's just a guise to then draw you into their fake investing. A lot of it is either general investing or a lot is around cryptocurrency, because a lot of people see the stories about people getting rich on cryptocurrency. But they don't know it. They don't understand it. Yep. And so they think, well, you know what? I'm going to do my due diligence and I'm going to educate myself on this before I delve into investing and end up on one of those fake platforms. So,
and the reality is a little bit of knowledge can be extremely dangerous. I know just a little bit about crypto, and everything that I'm seeing tells me that people are making billions of dollars on it. So whatever this silly crypto thing is, I should probably get involved in it. So I'm going to read one or two short articles, and I'm going to quote-unquote educate myself.
Right.
And the next thing you know, I'm clicking on one of these sites, and they're saying, we can walk you through it. They give you just enough accurate information for you to say, hey, this has got to be legit.
Yes, and they even will build you up. Some of them even have like mock profiles that you do mock investing first so they can guide you, you know.
Oh, that's clever.
That's clever, yes. And they make you think that, oh, look how good you're doing on this mock profile. I think it's time for you to really jump in for real.
Man, you're a natural.
Yes.
You could be a billionaire.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, of course, who doesn't, you know, when somebody's pumping you up and you feel good about what you're doing, you think you got it under your belt, and there you go. You invest on their platform and it's all fake. They just take your money.
So this, like so many schemes, is basically like fishing. They give you just enough line where you believe that everything is safe. You start swimming away with the worm, and then they yank you right back.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what's happening.
How do I find the yank? How do I know when I'm being yanked?
So sometimes it's difficult. Honestly, sometimes it's difficult. So be aware of any of those. When you're doing Google searches, the first thing that comes up isn't necessarily legitimate. Just because it's on Google does not mean it's legitimate. Anybody can pay to run an advertisement on there. And then if you're doing it through social media, some of those ads on social media, make sure that you're checking out that advisor that's teaching you. Make sure you're checking out that investment itself. If you don't understand it and you haven't done your homework on it, don't trust that it's real. And you can do that at the Department of Securities website. You can look up the investments. You can look up the investor. Also, the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, and then investor.gov is a great place to research as well.
I'm going to throw you another monkey wrench in here because we know that all these scams have something in common, and that's urgency. So
yes.
When I say that I want to look a little bit more into this, let me just step away from your site for just a second and check with, like you said, the Securities Commission.
Right.
All of a sudden, the urgency kicks in.
Yes, they don't. You're going to lose this opportunity. If you don't get into it right now today, just, you know, you're going to be losing millions of dollars because look what the market's doing. And that's just not the case. If somebody doesn't want you to check into things, that's a huge red flag right there in and of itself.
Tara Harden's joining us with the Oklahoma State Department of Securities right now, talking about fake investment education scams. So what's the best way to spot one of these things right out of the gate?
So anytime that they're offering really good returns with very little risk, that is a huge red flag. You know, we guarantee your investment, or, you know, if they're backed by guarantees, that's a huge red flag as well. True, legitimate financial planners and investors will not make those guarantees. The market is volatile. And we were talking about cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency comes with some huge risk involved in it. And if they are hiding that fact, if they aren't willing to give you the paperwork on it and explain it to you, if they're not willing to give you the statements, and I would say if they're not willing to let you withdraw, but some of these fake places are even letting you make small withdrawals, again, to build your confidence.
So clever.
So that you will invest even more. And those are the ones where they end up getting people literally for millions of dollars because they draw them in slowly to invest more and more and more. And I mentioned a minute ago the Department of Securities website. We also have some other educational information on our website. We have a lady in our office that actually trains teachers in the investment portion for the financial literacy for junior high and high school students because the kids are investing now, and especially those kids that have those Green Dot cards or
yeah.
the Cash App, they can invest right there on their phone, and they are. And they're getting drawn into fraudulent investments very often. They're not losing as much money, obviously, because mom and dad are still controlling the
sure.
Money flow, but they are finding themselves on those fake platforms frequently. So if your school doesn't offer this, encourage them to do it. We also have fraud prevention education. So you can contact me or my coworker that does the investment education piece as well.
And give me your website one more time.
Securities.ok.gov.
That's really easy to
That's
memorize.
Really easy. And there's a tab called Invest Ed, so Invest Education, and there's all kinds of resources under that tab.
Tara, thanks again for joining us. And Tara joins us every single Wednesday morning for Grift Busters here on Freedom 96.9. Well, we've still got a whole lot more we want to talk about this morning. Flock cameras are staying in Oklahoma City. We'll have the public reaction to that controversial vote. A new state audit says millions of dollars meant for school repairs were diverted to the Oklahoma School District, and more criminal charges could be coming. A hazing scandal in a small Oklahoma town. We'll have the details on that one. Oklahoma's Secretary of State says he has no plans of stepping down after he was arrested for public intox. The body camera evidence coming up. New body camera video, meanwhile, shows what happened after an 18-year-old left her dog inside a scorching car. The charges that she's facing. We have a lot to cover. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Crews in South Carolina remain on the scene of a massive mattress plant blaze in Winnsboro as environmental monitoring continues. President Trump says there's no talks with Iran happening or planned. Pending home sales fell more than expected in July. The man accused of opening fire at Virginia State University and injuring five people over the weekend made his first court appearance Monday. A Metro Atlanta Data Center Task Force gets approval. Thomas Cage with more.
Atlanta's Utilities Committee has approved a proposal for a 23-member task force to study the potential impacts of data centers on residents, utilities, and neighborhoods.
Texas lawmakers are looking at pumping the brakes on a massive power line transmission expansion project. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
I met with a family recently whose summer ended the way no family ever expects. They'd spent the day on the lake, just like thousands of Oklahomans do every weekend. But one person made the decision to mix alcohol with boating. And in just a matter of seconds, a fun day became a trip to the emergency room. Broken bones, a traumatic brain injury, months of rehabilitation. And the family asking the same question I hear far too often. How could this have happened? The truth is, operating a boat after drinking can be just as dangerous as driving a car after drinking. The water, the sun, the speed, and alcohol are a combination that can have devastating consequences. If you or someone you love has been injured because of another boater who made a reckless decision to drink and operate a boat, you have rights. You shouldn't be left paying the medical bills or carrying the financial burden for someone else's bad decision.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A motorcyclist remains in critical condition after a crash in Midwest City earlier this week. Police say the collision happened Sunday evening near Air Depot Boulevard and Reno Avenue, the driver suffering life-threatening injuries and taken to the hospital for treatment. Officers arrested the additional driver on suspicion of DUI, with the crash remaining under investigation. No additional details have currently been provided. In Moore, a driver was arrested on DUI-related charges after crashing into a home. Police say the vehicle went through a fence and struck a house near Northwest 13th and Santa Fe. The driver was taken to a hospital before being booked into custody on multiple charges. No one inside the home was injured, and the investigation remains ongoing. Well, the total number of burn bans across the state has now risen to 33. That's the number of Oklahoma counties that are now under effect of a burn ban as dry conditions continue across the state. Fire officials continue warning that dry grass and vegetation can allow fires to spread quickly, with residents being urged to avoid any outdoor burning and check local restrictions before lighting any fires. Restrictions are set to remain in place until conditions improve. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 and Edmund comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health 65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry Street's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect a breezy morning giving way to mostly sunny skies and scorching temperatures. We're looking at a high of 108, surpassing the record of 107 set back in 2023. Tonight will bring mostly cloudy conditions with a chance of a late shower and temperatures dropping to a low of 74. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy and slightly cooler with a chance of thunderstorms in some areas. Look for a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
And welcome back on this very steamy hump day. 84 degrees outside right now under sunny skies. And oh, wait, Uncle Dave, there's somebody at the door, man.
Hey, Aaron, you're not on the radio, are you? Okay, great. I got some hot jokes for you. I tell you, it's hot out there. It's so hot. The cows are producing evaporated milk. It's so hot the chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs. I'll tell you, it's so hot the birds are using oven mitts to pull worms out of the ground. It's so hot that everyone's wearing sweatpants. I'm telling you, it's so hot, Aaron. It's hot out there. I bought a loaf of bread, and by the time I got home, it was toast. I gotta go. Bye.
So what you're saying is it's hot outside, right? Okay. Let's check out those Freedom First headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City Council members have voted 5-3 to renew the city's contract with Flock Safety, despite strong opposition from residents and privacy advocates. The vote drew boos from the crowd.
Passes 5-3. All right. Next up. Will have to be removed, obviously, if you cannot compose yourself.
The $270,000 contract adds restrictions on data sharing, including a ban on providing data to federal agencies without permission. Police Chief Ron Basie says Flock searches are logged and require a valid law enforcement purpose. Routine data retention will also drop from 30 days to 7 days, while detectives can preserve evidence for active cases. Supporters point to crimes that have been solved with Flock, while opponents say the technology threatens privacy and civil liberties. Well, a new state audit says millions of dollars intended for Tulsa Public Schools repairs were diverted in what the state auditor calls a financial abuse scheme. Auditor City Bird says that the bond director, Chris Hudgens, directed contracts to an engineering firm that allegedly paid money back to his personal business. The audit says Allied Engineering paid Hudgens' company more than $2 million for work that was never completed and was overpaid nearly $500,000. Bird says at least $3.7 million was diverted. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says additional criminal charges could be coming. Epic Charter Schools is starting off the new year tomorrow with new leadership focused on financial stability, transparency, and student success. Superintendent Dr. Sean Ross, who took over in January, says the school can finally shift its focus away from finances and back to students. Epic has faced years of controversy, including criminal charges against co-founders David Cheney and Ben Harris for allegedly racketeering and embezzlement of state funds. The state also cut more than 350 jobs last year. Ross says Epic has moved beyond what he calls its self-created financial hardship and has put new financial safeguards in place. Well, Caney Public Schools is investigating allegations of hazing, bullying, and other misconduct connected to an extracurricular activity. Superintendent Lori DeLay says the district received a report on Monday night and is working with local law enforcement. School officials have contacted the parents of the students involved. The district is not releasing details about the activity, how many students may be involved, or specific allegations, citing student privacy laws. Officials say the student safety is their top priority and allegations will be thoroughly investigated. Caney is in Atoka County and has a population of about 185 people. Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin Lepak does not plan to resign after his arrest on suspicion of public intoxication. It's his second alcohol-related arrest since 2021. Edmond police say LePak was arrested on Friday night after being found outside a McDonald's drive-thru, allegedly slurring his speech and smelling of alcohol. Body camera video shows LePak denying that he had been drinking and insisting he just came home from church.
I went to church tonight, actually.
Okay. A lot of communion?
What's that?
Why are you slurring your words? You're off balance. Clearly intoxicated. What's going on?
I'm not off balance. I went to church tonight because of the dad's at the church.
What did y'all do at the gathering? How much have you had to drink tonight, man?
I haven't, but...
You've had zero to drink?
No, I don't want to eat my McDonald's.
Lots of communion. Props to that police officer for having a sense of humor. LePak says that he will address the ticket through the legal process. Well, residents in parts of Pottawatomie County have been allowed to return home after a wildfire threatened their homes on Tuesday night. Emergency management officials say the fire has been contained, but crews remain on scene monitoring those hot spots. Officials say the fire started as a vehicle fire before spreading into nearby vegetation. Multiple fire departments, law enforcement agencies, and emergency management crews responded. Evacuation orders have now been lifted, but residents are being urged to use caution while firefighters continue monitoring the area. Two gas tanks exploded on Monday at the Explorer Pipeline facility in Glenpool, forcing evacuations of nearby homes and businesses and a shelter-in-place order at some local schools. Dramatic video shows thick black smoke before a massive fireball erupted, sending debris into the air. Police say crews responded around 8:30 on Monday morning. Explorer Pipeline says lightning caused the explosion and three tanks containing natural gas were ultimately involved. No injuries have been reported. The fire is now out while officials monitor air quality and begin cleanup. A man was hospitalized after suffering burns and smoke inhalation while trying to put out a fire in southwest Oklahoma City. Firefighters responded to an area near Southwest 46th Street and Chartel Avenue, where the fire started near the rear of a building before spreading from the exterior into the kitchen. The Oklahoma City Fire Department says the man was treated at the scene before taken to a nearby hospital. His condition has not yet been released. Fire officials are reminding residents that fires can spread quickly and conditions can change within seconds. Well, new body camera video shows police handcuffing 18-year-old Amaya Hills after officers say she left her dog inside a hot car while shopping near Northwest Expressway in Rockwell.
Are you the owner? Put your hands behind your back.
Police say the windows were only slightly cracked and the car was not running. Outside temperature reached 103 degrees while an officer reported the dashboard temperature at about 160 degrees. Veterinarians warn temperatures inside a vehicle can become deadly for pets within just a few minutes. Right now it's 84 degrees and sunny at 743. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, the Republican runoff for governor is in its final stretch with Gettner Drummond and Mike Massey spending millions of dollars trying to turn out votes. Drummond raised nearly $2.9 million during his latest reporting period and had about $1 million cash on hand. Massey raised about $946,000 but spent about $1.4 million, leaving him with roughly $152,000. Together, the campaign spent more than $3.6 million during the reporting period. The Republican runoff for Oklahoma County Commissioner District 3 is next Tuesday, and candidates have sharply different positions on the proposed jail sales tax. County Manager Jessica Clayton supports the tax, saying that it would help to finish the new jail and fund its operations. Alex Warren opposes it, saying taxpayers need a complete and transparent plan before approving more money. Clayton is emphasizing her county government and budgeting experience, while Warren is running on transparency and accountability. The winner will face Democrat Jennifer Mayo in November. District 3 includes Edmond, Deer Creek, Arcadia, Luther, and parts of Oklahoma City. Two major Oklahoma City road projects remain on schedule for completion next year. Work on May Avenue Bridge over Northwest Expressway is moving forward, with crews installing the first beams this week. The $15 million project is expected to be finished by August of 2027. Meanwhile, construction continues on the 23rd Streetscape project in Uptown District. That $9.3 million project remains on track for completion in late spring of 2027. Drivers should expect additional lane closures, including changes near Harvey Avenue along Robinson to Broadway stretch. Edmond City Council unanimously rejected plans for a club car wash on Sooner Road near Covell. The proposed location would have been for the fourth club car wash in Edmond, but council members said the site was intended primarily for retail business that will generate sales tax revenue. Club car wash memberships are not subject to sales tax. Nearby residents also opposed the project, citing traffic, noise, and concerns about changing the character near homes. Well, Freedom 96.9 is teaming up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. You can join us for the 13th annual Project Life 5K 1 mile fun run to raise money for bicycle helmets for kids. Details on that coming up right after the break. It's 84 degrees and sunny at 7:45. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got an accident reported northbound I-44 near 240, causing delays there. Construction issues may at Northwest Expressway. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
When you wield government beyond the scope of enumerated powers, you get problems. When you try to assume the power of state sovereignty, you get problems. When you try to expand government to fix things that the private sector should be fixing by being simply left alone, you create problems. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. It's going to be a hot one today. Going to feel like a convection oven out there. Breezy and hot. High of, get this, 108 degrees today. Tonight we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Maybe a chance for showers that could cool things off a little bit. We'll see a low of around 74 degrees. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. Going to be downright chilly in comparison. High of 99 degrees. It's 84 degrees and sunny at 749. Freedom 96.9 has teamed up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Join us for the third year at the beautiful Devon Lawn for the 13th annual Project Life 5K and 1 mile fun run. Help raise money for Project Ride Safe for Oklahoma City residents in need. They provide free bicycle helmets for kiddos on Saturday, August 22nd at Devon Lawn. For registration and more information, you can check out freedom969.com. Major Meredith Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department is joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
It's great having you. So this is kind of a cool project. Tell me a bit about it.
The Project Life 5K started out as a fundraising opportunity for the fire department to purchase smoke alarms for residents in the Oklahoma City area. Mm-hmm. The city saw such a great value in the smoke alarms that they are now paying for those. So we don't need to use the fundraiser for that kind of thing. So we've redirected our focus to the Project Life Ride Safe program. We are providing bicycle helmets free of charge to children in the community. We're going out to schools, to community events, and fitting kids with those helmets.
And I think sometimes we don't really think about just how dangerous it can be and the types of injuries that kids can suffer if they have a crash not wearing a helmet.
Absolutely. We want to make sure children are protected from a traumatic brain injury, concussions. You know, if you don't buckle your helmet, it's just a fancy hat. So we're wanting to make sure that kids understand the importance of not just wearing the helmet, but wearing it properly.
So how many of these helmets do we hope to be able to give out, and who's going to be eligible to receive them?
Anyone in the Oklahoma City community is eligible to receive them if they come to one of our events. The child does have to be there in person so we can make sure it fits them. But we can coordinate with schools. So if teachers hear about this and would like to contact us, they can email fd-crr@okc.gov, and we can coordinate a program for them.
So this isn't necessarily based on income, for example?
Absolutely not. It's for anyone who's interested.
As firefighters and as emergency responders, y'all have unfortunately seen a lot of cases where kids have wiped out and they've had traumatic brain injuries as a result. And these are the types of injuries that they can carry with them for a lifetime. And the sad part is it's completely unnecessary.
It is. It is a preventable injury. Project Life is it gives us the opportunity to provide life safety devices and tools to people in the community. So right now our focus is the bike helmets. And wearing a bike helmet is a habit. We want kids to start this habit early because riding your bicycle hopefully is a lifelong activity.
Major Meredith Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department talking about their program to provide free bicycle helmets to children. Now, I know growing up as a kid, we had bicycle helmets. They simply weren't cool. You didn't want to wear them. These days, the helmets have changed a lot. The manufacturers have kind of gotten the whole cue that in order for kids to want to wear them, they've got to look a little bit cooler. So now we're seeing them with flames on them. We're seeing them with different cartoon characters on them. We're seeing them with, I've seen some with like eyeballs in the front. They look dragons.
Uh-huh.
Just things to make them more appealing towards kids. Kind of talk to me a little bit about that, the importance of that.
It is. We want it to be appealing to children. And again, that's why the fit is important. So we're not just handing these out. The child has to be there so we can fit it to them. We're, you know, pumping them up and telling them how cool they look in it. We have some for children as young as infants. So if you have an infant riding in a carrier seat on an adult's bicycle, we want to start that early because, you know, if you have something on your head when you're little, you're more likely to be comfortable with it as you grow up. We want kids to wear their bicycle helmets whenever they're riding their bike, but also on scooters, hoverboards, skateboards, anything with wheels, whenever they're mobility devices where they're propelling themselves. So we want to make sure they're using that every single time they get on those devices.
And we're seeing that a lot more, too. I work down in the Bricktown area for the sheriff's office every weekend and see a lot of kiddos on scooters and can count on one hand how many kids I see actually wearing helmets.
Yes, I know. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and whenever she started riding her bike, we'd put her bicycle helmet on her, and she got so used to it that she would be done with her bike and drawing with chalk on the sidewalk still wearing her helmet. So this is just something parents can encourage this habit and really make it a pleasant experience for the whole family.
And it's important for parents to get involved, too. It can't just be the fire department saying, hey, kiddos, got to wear that helmet. Or for police saying, hey, kiddos, put on that helmet.
Yep.
It really has to be mom and dad taking a role in this, too.
Yeah, we have to lead by example. I don't know about you, but I absolutely love to ride my bike. I ride a road bike. And I think that people who get so frustrated with cyclists, the only reason they're getting angry at people who are on bikes is because it's been too long since they rode a bike. You know, if you get on a bike, you're free. It's almost like flying. And I wear my helmet every single time.
How can you be angry riding a bicycle?
You can't. You can't. Yeah.
It's like therapy.
It is.
It's dirt cheap therapy.
Uh-huh.
How do people get involved in terms of the run, and what's the run going to consist of?
The run is a 5K and a one-mile fun run. It starts at 7:30 on August 22nd. Like you said, we'll be at the Devon Lawn. This is a beautiful venue. We're going to have a couple of vendors there, just some interesting things for your family to see and do. We'll have some fire trucks. It should be a very hot morning, but it is every year. How appropriate that the fire department 5K is on a blazing hot day. But we should be done pretty quickly. You know, we anticipate about 500 people to attend. Last year, we had about 550, so we should be hitting pretty close to that again this year.
There are going to be some opportunities for the kiddos to actually climb up into the fire trucks, maybe take some pictures.
Yes, take some pictures, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So kids love firefighters.
They do, yes. Everyone loves firefighters.
Everybody loves firefighters. Firefighters rescue kittens. Who doesn't love a firefighter? So are we going to be able to talk with kids a little bit about firefighting and what it is and that kind of a thing?
Yes, there'll be some firefighters there on duty who will be available to answer those kind of questions and pose with kiddos if they want to do that.
That's pretty cool. So the 1 mile and the 5K, kind of tell me about the terrain. Where are we going to be running?
We're going to be running downtown. It's a very interesting route, I think. We're going to go up past St. Anthony Hospital. And so kind of the meandering background by Harvey. So you'll get to smell the Harvey Bakery and be motivated to finish your race so you can run up
Stop
there and get a cinnamon roll.
Bread, yes. Yeah.
And then we have our fabulous finish line. OK Runner does all of our timing. We have beautiful finishers medals for absolutely everybody who participates. And then we also have some great age group awards. We change the age group awards every year. And I think I'm really excited about them this year.
Are the runners in this pretty competitive?
We have quite a few competitive runners. I think you have to be at least somewhat competitive to sign up for a 5K in August.
Especially when it's this hot.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And obviously you guys are going to have some paramedics there just in
case.
We
have paramedics. The Red Cross is bringing their hydration bus out, and Niagara Water is sponsoring water for us as well.
And you're also going to have food trucks, did you say?
No food trucks. But typically around that area on Saturdays, there are food trucks. So if folks want to go down to Scissor Tail, there should be some down there if they're just interested in that.
And what time does it start? What time do you sign up?
It kicks off at 7:30. We do not have race day sign up, so we need to make sure everyone who's interested in participating goes to runsignup.com and searches for the Project Life 5K or goes to your website.
Good deal. What am I missing?
I think that's it. I'm really excited for the race, and I look forward to seeing everyone down there.
Are you going to be running?
I'm not. I'm too busy facilitating and producing.
Yeah, sure. Or you could ride the bicycle afterwards.
Yes, yeah.
Might be kind of cool. And it is a family-friendly event, obviously.
Very family-friendly event, yes.
Kind of walk me through that a little bit. Even if you're not running, you'd love to have some spectators come
on. Yes, people can come out to the finish line. If you haven't ever seen a race, it's a fun event just to bring your kids to and, you know, clap. You can bring out signs, kind of pump people up as they're crossing that finish line.
And that's pretty important. I've run a few of these different races, and when you're completely winded and you can't breathe and it's 107 degrees out and you just don't feel like taking that extra step, to have people actually cheering you on and motivating you, handing you water on a day like that, splashing you with water.
You know, it's also, you have the pride. You don't want to be the guy walking across the finish line whenever people are watching. So having that, the audience there kind of gives you that motivation to finish strong.
Or crawling across
yes.
the finish line, which...
At least look strong.
I've done more than once, I hate to admit, but the important thing is you made it across the finish line.
Absolutely.
And that's all that really
yes.
counts. Tell me one more time, where do I go to sign up? And there is no day of registration, so it's important that you sign
yes.
up.
Yes, runsignup.com and search for the Project Life 5K, or you can go to the Freedom website and the link will be there as well.
And all funds raised will go towards buying these bicycle helmets for kids.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Meredith, for joining us this morning. We look forward to seeing you on August 22nd for the fun run. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And again, that's the Oklahoma City Fire Department Fun Run, sponsored by Freedom 96.9. That's going to be the 13th annual Fun Run. It's a 5K and 1 mile fun run. It's going to raise money for helmets for children and for Oklahoma City residents that are in need. It happens this Saturday, August 22nd, rather, over at Devon Lawn. For registration information and more, you can check out freedom969.com. You can check us out on all social media, too. We're on the app Freedom96.9, on Facebook Live, we're on X, Instagram, podcast on Spotify. Pretty much, we're impossible to avoid. Thanks for listening to us this morning. Coming up later on at 8 o'clock, we've got Brian Kilmeade coming in. Eric Erickson comes on at 11 o'clock. We have Dana Lash at 2 o'clock. Then Lee Matthews with the drive at 4 o'clock. Thanks for joining us for Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.